This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When somebody wants to argue with me about Christ intellectually, somebody wants to debate me about the power of God, I want to tell you what I've told several people, and I think this is really emotional. Somebody says, I don't know if I believe in God. Here's what I say to them. Give your life to him and see what he can do. Give your life to him and see what he can do. I won't debate with you intellectually. I'm not going to argue book, chapter, and verse. I'm not going to have a 5-minute debate with you on whether God exists or Jesus exists. I'm just saying, give him your life and see what he can do in your life. You want to know if the blind can see and the deaf can hear and the dead are raised. They sure are spiritually every day. And when I mention the name Robin Williams to you, you think of the comedian. Pretty wild in some of his humor. But there's a story about Robin Williams that I will always remember. And it has to do with his movie portrayal of a doctor in New York by the name of Oliver Sacks. He played the part of this doctor in a movie called Awakenings. It's a true story based on the work of this doctor who worked with 80 men and women who had what was called encephalitis lethargica. They were literally frozen in time after World War I. They were committed to a hospital in New York called Mount Carmel Hospital, and these people literally were in a coma-like state, catatonic. They were like zombies. But because of the drug L-DOPA that this Dr. Sacks used, he was able to bring some of these 80 people out of it, and these people who'd been in catatonic states for months suddenly came to life after receiving the drug L-DOPA. And unfortunately, if you saw the movie, you know what happened. Many of them went back into this state. They came out of it, but they went back. But here's what Dr. Oliver Sacks would say. That was the most significant moment in my life when I saw people come to life. The most significant moment in my life when I saw people come to life, may I suggest to you, the most significant moments that we experience as a body of believers is when we see men, women, and young people say, I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's significant. That's coming out of death into life if you believe the claims of Jesus. That's walking out of death, so to speak, into the life eternal that only Jesus Christ can offer. I don't know if you've ever been offended by Jesus. There are people here today, you may be offended by Christ. Jesus said it would happen. Jesus said it would happen. People would fall away or walk away because of him, because of what they thought he was placing on their lives, and yet he's the one who can save them. He's the one who can forgive them. He's the one who has life. If you need him, you come today. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the message today. John the Baptist said, are you the one? Jesus said, the deaf can hear, the blind can see, and the dead are raised. What more proof do you want? Can't think of a better answer to give. We're thankful for what you do in lives, even today. Lord, bless this invitation time. If there's anyone who needs to give his or her life to you, would you give them the strength to come forward to say, I need Jesus Christ in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, I would be remiss if we didn't ask you that same question. Is there something you need to reveal to the Lord about yourself? It's about your doubts. It's about your anxiety. It's about your fears. It's about your guilt. Whatever it is, would you share it with the Lord right now? And would you use it as a springboard, as an opportunity to say, I need the Lord in my life. I need to come to the one who is able to make the blind see, the deaf hear, and the dead raise. His name is Jesus. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.